Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What you give me for Christmas?
I don't know yet. I'm still shopping. Listen, the day before Christmas is, you know how we shop?
Right.
It's coming. But I did notice how nice your house was decorated when I went there. Mm-hmm. How much of a role did you have to do with that? What did you decorate?
I moved out of the way.
It was actually very nice.
Well, yeah, she did an excellent job. Donna did an excellent job with that. So what are you getting me? You
changed the subject. It's coming.
Amazon gift card. Anyway, so listen, the White House has decorated...
Yes,
beautifully, as always. But the First Lady Melania has done a wonderful job.
We need an invitation. Don't you think we need to go there and take a look at it at least once?
Been there, seen it.
Okay, you've been there. Okay.
Yeah, I'd go ahead.
I've only been on the outside. I haven't been on the inside. So right. Hey,
what's up with that?
Remember me. Bring me in, man.
Okay. Yeah. So let's just take a look. Let's go to the White House right now. Just take a look. We can see a visual right here. What's taken as they're going through the White House. You can see it.
It's coming.
It's there. Hey. Look at the beautiful. How beautiful the Christmas trees and all the stationery. And this First Lady Melania. That they got 52 trees representing all the states and territories.
Now I've been there. I've seen the trees on the outside. Really beautiful. But what an amazing looking thing, huh?
Yeah, Missouri. That was Missouri skyline right there. Oh yeah, look at that. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. That is so cool to see that. What skyline's that?
I think it's New York.
I think was it New York? It looks San Francisco. And of course, Be Best is her vision for helping children to be their best.
That's awesome.
But it's just beautiful. You know, room after room decorated in such beauty. And the White House, this is so, it's like light.
Yes.
It's coming to the White House.
Beautiful.
Again, right?
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. She's done a wonderful job representing America and the White House and what's going on in the people's house. You know, God told me, specifically, it showed me that in October 2016, that the people would be getting the White House back. It'd be the people's house again.
And it's exactly what happened. I have seen more people inside that Oval Office, I think, ever.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's been like this veil that no one had a chance to go into. And I've heard President Trump quite frequently ask people, have you been there? In fact, right. James Dobson, who's been invited so many times to the White House, they were invited, him and a bunch of ministers, to the White House to have dinner with the president. Mm-hmm. And Greg Lowry says, I got so excited because Pastor Dobson's been here 12 times and he was seeing things that he's never seen before.
Right.
So it's pretty cool how they have access.
That's what
like
they do, by the way. That's what I'm telling you. So they get you all pumped up to go in there and they have a roped off area. Not this White House, but previous White House. Houses, people that had mm-hmm. to part of that. They just kind of let you see two or three things, and that was it. And people went through all the background checks and everything you got to do to be able to come in there. You have to go through.
Well, don't forget we had 9/11. That shut down a lot of tours for a long time. So just even to have this thing open again.
You just can't pop in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but you won't stay long. Well, listen, what does Christmas mean to you? That's the question we're asking this week, as we're in this Christmas season, remembering Jesus is the reason for the season. And I love to hear children's perspective because they haven't been tainted by so many things going on and they've had that fresh view.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, here's some young students talking about what Christmas means to them. Take a look.
Being able to spend time with family and friends.
Christmas is about spending time with your family and opening presents and eating lots of Christmas ham.
And making someone else happy, that's what Christmas means to me.
At school we've been learning that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. It's not just all about presents, it's about loving, caring and being kind to everyone, even your brothers and sisters.
Getting together with my family.
Christmas about to me is loving, sharing, being nice to one another because it doesn't matter if you get presents or not, it's just being loving to one another.
Love the fact that I just get to see all my family.
Christmas means to me is when you come together and celebrate with your family.
Having a meal with your family and just a really loving day.
Christmas means God becoming flesh, Jesus Christ, for the life of the world.
All right. Powerful. I love to hear little kids, you know, talk about Christmas, what's going on.
Honest and beautiful.
And,
huh?
You know, if I had to say anything, that was an Australian hat that the young child had on.
Do you have one of those?
No, but I just love that. Oh. They wear those hats in the outback, you know, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.